Master saved my life. There comes a moment when you realize the impossibility of your existence without a master. Where am I now? What have I achieved? The question came to mind when I tried to meditate again. Immediately, I remembered the words of my mentor from the last seminar. We cannot achieve anything. We can only strive for progress. Attuning to the divine, I try to turn off my inner dialogue, instantly entering a state of blessed prayer, in which there are no words, but there is only a state of inner emptiness, just the feeling of being a consciousness in the vast ocean of the boundless universe. I immersed myself in meditation. At this stage of my journey, it was relatively easy for me to enter such states, after which all negative thoughts would leave my head, negative emotions would retreat, and inner anxieties and sufferings would dissipate. But in the first year of studying at the spiritual school, when social problems overwhelmed me, I often ask my mentors, how can I detach from worldly problems if they need to be solved? How can I forget everything when thoughts swarm in my head? I couldn't understand how this state of grace could arise when only bad things were happening around me. Every time we met, I asked the same question, and each time I received different answers. Because at a certain moment, a person needs a specific answer. Now I understand this, but back then, my whole being boiled because I didn't like the answers. I wanted a concrete solution to my problems. One day, my mentor said, "The main thing is to keep your heart open and not lose faith. And then all your problems will be solved." That's a too simple answer to help resolve my life situation, I thought. How can I think about spirituality now, attend seminars, learn to be in a state of grace and supposedly give faith and understanding? Who will solve my problems? Who will pay my debt of $21,000? Who will mend my relationship with the person I love, who desires me? That's when it all began. Gangsters came to me again and gave me time until December 7th to find the money. They weren't joking when they said I would lie at the bottom of the river with a stone around my neck if I didn't return the money. It was already December 1st. Fear gripped me with iron chains. I went through all imaginable and unimaginable options to get out of this situation. I reached despair, because I saw no way out. In this cruel, social world full of problems and evil, finding no support or understanding, I turned to my master with the question. What should I do? The master must give wise advice, I thought. He must see a way out. After all, he is enlightened. When you ask the master of a question, the answer always comes. But we don't always hear it or want to accept it. And the answer came to me. Write poems and articles for the new book. My outrage knew no bounds. Such an answer didn't suit me. I continued to search for money, but to no avail. My head couldn't handle the load of bitter thoughts, and I began to feel weak. I realized it was pointless to think about it, since nothing would change anyway. The conclusion came to me at the peak of despair. I will prepare to put the stone around my neck and go to the bottom of the river. Of course, it's scary to die. I fear water, and it will probably be painful. I should ask them to kill me another way. Maybe they'll come around. Now, I'll try not to think about it anymore. What's the use of tormenting myself? I'll sit down and try to do something useful for people in the last days of my life. This is what I thought when I realized death would come anyway. So what difference does it make when it happens? Apparently, that's God's will. I took my previous drafts and started writing. I wrote about the meaning of life, about God, about the Master who directed my thoughts to the divine. Poems poured out in a huge stream, and though I regretted how little I had learned, I was still grateful to the Master just for being there. For the first time in the last week, I slept soundly and had a dream with the Master. He looked at me with his wise, radiant eyes. That look made my soul feel light and warmed my heart. The morning of December 5th arrived. My state was light until I looked outside. The roar of cars and the hum of voices, the ridiculous bustle of this world, were heard through the window. Memories weighed heavily on me. I began to feel bad again, anticipating terrible trouble. To avoid sinking into this madness of fear, I started writing again. I don't remember how long it lasted, but I was completely immersed in spiritual work. Only tuning into the spiritual can take you far from all your problems. And as it turned out, this happens not only in person's mind, but also in the real physical world. A long, persistent doorbell woke me up from my writing. Opening the door, I saw the worried face of my neighbor. Lying on the concrete floor of the landing was a bloody man.
Oh my God! It was him! He came to ask for his money! My heart raced! Different feelings battled within me. First, pity for this man dying before my eyes. Second, outrage at fate, because I didn't want liberation at such price. Third, joy, because my death was postponed indefinitely. And fourth, horror, which gripped me from all these thoughts. There was no time to think. I had to help the man. In the ambulance, he barely moved his lips and muttered,
"Save me. Help me."
While he lay in the operating room and then in the intensive care unit, I learned that he had been targeted for some misdeeds. A masked killer fired a full clip of his gun at him. How he miraculously survived is unclear, but he stayed alive. His life changed, and with it, mine too. There's no more fear and sorrow in my life. True happiness with this man erased all the horrible images from the past. Even now, I remember only the simple advice of the master. Write poems and articles for the books. Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website, www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.